when I was telling about bhakti. What is pure bhakti? I have explained sangha siddha and arop siddha. Mixing. But now, to chant, to remember, to do kirtan, to hear the pastimes of Krishna, to hear the pastimes of real Rishi Vaishnava, to worship, to serve, all these are nine. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Aranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Darsham, Sakhat, any of the nine. Or any of the 64 kinds of bhakti relating to Krishna, for Krishna, or for his associates. Anything related to Krishna, if he will do by mind, by soul, or by these activities, five indri, senses, it will be bhakti. But it should be done for Krishna, or for any link should be there with Krishna. Then it will be bhakti. Like you are pouring water in tulsi plant, it will be bhakti. Direct not to Krishna, but it will take you to Krishna. Because Vrinda has to say, one sakhi said, and another plant, like Krishna has two shapes, one shalagram and another Krishna himself. So it is very easy to have tulsi, and if we plant tulsi, we will do parikrama of tulsi. A spirit will come here to serve Krishna. To serve Guru there, what is this? This is not serving of Krishna. It seems from outside. But to serve Krishna is bhakti. Why? By serving of that Gurudev, he will tell you Harikatha, he will have his mercy, and you will go to Krishna. Without Guru, you cannot go. So it is essential. So all the 64 kinds of bhakti, any of one will lead us to Krishna bhakti. You know Sanatana Goswami, I told about him. He met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fell flat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to ask you some questions. And he told, yes, you can ask any question you like. He asked the first question, who am I? Why am I happy in this world? And how can I be happy forever? Try to understand these questions. Who am I? Why you are in distress? Those who have taken birth, they'll have to die tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, or in some years, or up to 100 years, 1000 years, we will have to die. We will have to be old. There are so many rogues, diseases, so many things. So we are here, unhappy in this world. Even there is no money problem, you are so strong, healthy. You are the Prime Minister of England or India. Even anyone can shoot you at any time. In India, so many cases. In America, so many cases. So money cannot solve our any problem. but he will make so many problems, but yet we are following money. We think that money can save us, money can help us, money can give happiness, but it is not quite true. You can see, ask your forefathers who have become so old of 100 years, you are happy? He will tell, I am not happy. Why? This world has been made from all these things. So, here anyone cannot be happy. Only will be happy if anyone chant Krishna. Willingly, unwillingly, no question, if you chant, you will be happy. Why? Krishna is merciful. He is omnipotent. He knows everything. He can help. He is powerful. He is so merciful. He can help. He knows how you can be happy. At first we have to know, who am I? This is the first question. If this question is not coming in our mind, then we are not man, human body, but we are like a wild animal. No difference between wild animals and myself. I know in slaughter houses, so many cows or so many sea goats are gathered there, and one by one taking in machine and giving some
green grasses
on their mouths nearby, and they are twirling to take only that grass. They are not knowing that I will have to digest just this moment. They don't know why they are going inside and not coming. But we can know. So who am I? From where we have come? Why we have come? Why we are facing so much sufferings? We want happiness. And we do try ever for happiness. Happiness, very little comes. Comes happiness, very little. But mixing with suffering and sorrows. No pure happiness is here. But if you don't want suffering and sorrows, but yet till comes, automatically. Why? Why? And anyone is taking birth in very rich persons, like Indian Tata, like American Rockefeller, and so on. In King dynasty he is coming and he becomes king. He comes in the home of Prime Minister or Rashtrapati. Why? Why one becomes coming from birth, he becomes blind, reading so much but falling down 15 times in one class. Why? So there should be a question like this. Who am I? Why distress are coming to me? I want happiness but not happiness is coming. Why? How you can be happy? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was by Sanatana Goswami. Who am I? He told, Jivere Swarup Hai Nitya Krishna Das. Krishna Rata Tasa Sakti Bhedami. He told that. All the souls, whether they are in man, woman, child, trees, creepers, animals, anywhere, all are eternal servant of Krishna, God. But now they have forget their swarup, forget their
relationship.
Well, they are now knowing that I am this body, physical body. And if physical body goes away, then cry. Once there is a story I am telling to you. For example, there was a very big rishi, saint in India. His name was Ashtabhakra Rishi. Ashtabhakra means crooked in eight folded. Here, there, here so much. He was looking like this, hands like this, his hand like this limb. In eight
places
he was crooked. His mouth was like this. He cannot speak so fluent. Having a stick, anyhow, coming from Himalaya, he went in the kingdom of Raj Palace of Maharaj Janak. So realized so in India. Though he was king, but he was realized. He knew Atma, Paramatma and all things. Sita Devi come as his daughter, the wife of Ram. When he came, the gatekeepers opened the gate. For you, no obstruction, no order, you should go. And he came in the meeting place as we are here, assembly hall. Assembly hall was full filled. Very big, big rishis, very learned persons, scholars of all kinds were there. Some of them were realized of Atma, like Yajnavalkya and others also. When he entered the room, in the meeting hall, all began to laugh. This person also, Pirishi, took his stick and took here, and he also began to laugh very loudly. And all were astonished. Why he is laughing? We are laughing that he is crooked in and so black,
ugly.
And he is fearless and he is entering in this so rich person, learned assembly. He has no fear. Maharaj Janak stood up and folded his hand and told, "Oh, Maharaj, why you are laughing?" He told just at once that, "Why you are all are laughing?" He told that they are laughing to see your ugly face, body, and you have so much dare to come to this very learned assembly. You are crooked, you are lame, your all parts of the body are crooked, and even you are coming here. You have no good clothes, nothing, like wet, naked you are coming. With only a langoti, you know. Nothing else. He began to laugh and told, "I'm not laughing, but I'm crying, weeping. Because for so difference, I've come, long distance I've come. I've come here in 15 days. Walking from forest. I have heard that there are so many learned persons, I realize souls here." Janak Maharaj told that, "Oh, these are all learned." He told that, "Alas, I'm saying none is learned, but all are mochi. Cobblers. Cobblers means?
Shoemakers.
All are shoemakers. Why you are telling so? Abusing them? Because really they are shoemakers. They have knowledge of what kind of
leather.
This is cane is.
Leather
is. Only leather. They are not seeing Atma. His Atma is. What is Atma? His Atma is superior or what? Only they are seeing body matter. These are four elements, earth and all other things. Matters these are. They are not able to see my Atma. How fine, how smooth, how sweet, how learned, how honorful this is. So I am weeping. Why I came? My coming here is in vain. So I am returning. Maharaj Janak embraced him and took in his laps and made him sit on the throne, his own throne. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of that Akshatavakra. You are my guru. All whole world knows that I am a realized soul. But I am always in problem with this body, not knowing who am I. When soul comes out of this body, we'll have to give it in funerals. Samadhi? Burial ground. Or if you are not doing, it burned to ashes. Or if you don't do two things, then it will be
eaten by vulture,
jackal. It will be eaten by jackals, dogs. Eagles, dogs, and they will quarrel that this is mine, it is not yours. So this body is not my self. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, the soul is myself. So you should try to realize the soul, not try to give pleasure to this body. You cannot say this anyhow. Doctors cannot, engineers cannot. You know, in these days, scientists are doing so much labor to make this body happens. They have
inventions
that a new heart can be given here. Monkey's heart can be given. Dog's heart can be given. Dog mind can be given here. But they cannot know what is Atma. They have invented so many things, very strange things. This electricity, iman,
aeroplanes,
computers now, very, very beautiful things. Weapons, they can kill at once lakhs and lakhs person, like in Japan. They can do. But they cannot make a leg of any small ant. They cannot do. They cannot invention that what is Atma and by what thing Atma will be happy. So for this, you will have to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. He told that we are all servant of Krishna, part and parcel. How it be known and how you will be happy, I will try to explain tomorrow. The first time is over. But so much thanks to you all. You have come to listen to me. I am very like a beggar. I am a penniless person, but I don't want any penny, any farthing, anything. I have come from India, from Vrindavan, from the place of Krishna, Radha and Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Not to collect any money, but collect certainly something, and that is pure heart. I want to collect pure hearts, make more smooth, more sweet, more fragrant, and to offer in the feet of Lotus Krishna. So you can help me. That the girl
surely
at Agopuna.
Shirley.
What?
Barrister.
My Prankishore Prabhu.
Urukram Prabhu.
Urukram Prabhu. What name?
Kamal Krishna.
His brother. Gokul Prabhu.
Raghava
Pandit. Their wives. All has collectively done for me. I cannot forget. As they are helping me. For Krishna service. I want to help you all. Without anything. I want only your pure heart. And if you will give me, I will try to offer it in the lotus feet of Krishna so that you may be happy. Forever.
Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala.
Thank you.